So tomorrow's Christmas. And all the Christmas movies will be over. And we won't talk anymore about what's Advent and what's Christmas for Christians. Christmas starts tomorrow and goes until 12 days to Epiphany, I think. You'll have to check that one out on me. But to think about all the stories we hear, everybody's favorite Christmas story. Some might say it's the miracle on 34th Street. Some might say the one about the angel. It's a Wonderful Life. And there may be new Hallmark Christmas movies that we can all name. But they're stories. They're stories. And they have a moral. They have a meaning. They give us great joy. And they talk about humanity and hope and peace and love. But this story is a different story. How many of you remember your own birth? How many of you remember your mother telling the birth story? I don't remember my mother telling the birth story, but I tell Wes's birth story all the time because my mother-in-law flew out. It was her first grandchild, and she was going to see him born. She came in November. He was born in December. So we love to tell the stories of the birth of our children, maybe even the birth of some of our animals, because they become these amazing stories about births of horses or births of cows or births of kittens or dogs. Birthing stories are some of the most amazing stories we get told about or we tell. But this story of Jesus' birth, why do we always read Luke chapter 2? Because Luke tells it so well. He not only tells us about the baby born, he gives us the picture of how they traveled pregnant on a donkey, hopefully, to from Nazareth to Bethlehem, how they had no place to stay. And then we hear of the birth and of the angels and the shepherds. And what we get told in this story is this birth isn't just about Mary and Joseph and their firstborn son. This story is about the birth of hope, the birth of love, the birth of peace, the birth of joy for all of humanity. So Christmas is here. So now what? Is it like the old Christmas stories that once we've seen them and Christmas season is over, we pack it all away until the next Christmas season when we bring out all of our Christmas stuff, including, okay, I'm going to date myself, the old VHS of It's a Wonderful Life. Or do we recognize that this story doesn't get packed away? The now what is we are the heralds. We are the angels to proclaim the story of the birth of Christ. We are the heralds to tell the world that they can have hope for their future. We are the heralds to tell about how love came down at Christmas. Except love came down and then we had Christmas. Without his birth, the season would have never happened. We are the heralds to announce to those who are working hard in a labor wherever they're working to know that Christ came for them too. Whether they're homeless, whether they're working poor, whether they're middle class, whether they're rich, whether we like them or not, Christ came for them. The story continues. We might take down our trees, not till after Epiphany. We might put away all of Christmas, but we can't put away the story of Christ. So now what? Now we go forth to proclaim this message. And sometimes we proclaim it with words. Sometimes we tell the story. Sometimes we tell the story of our sons at a Christmas pageant or a Christmas Eve service when they had to tell the story about the three wise men and their gifts. And they brought gold, myrrh, and Frankenstein. You know, sometimes we just have to tell those stories. I tell that story every year. I used to think it was Nathan who said those words when I realized Nathan was too young to speak. It was a Wesley memory. But so sometimes we use those words, but sometimes we use our hands and our feet and we get into those places of injustice where Jesus would be. God with us, Emmanuel. Christmas is here. We need to live a life that celebrates the gift of the birth of our Savior so that the world can know. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.